we just talk? Can't we just talk? Talk about where we're coming before we get lost. Let me our thoughts. Can't get what we want without knowing.
They sacrificed and did it. They said, nigga, you gotta take this shit because we can't be involved. But Diddy smart. He filmed every fuck session. So he was fucking Clive and the motherfucking Freak Boy that run Universal Music Group. So he got them on some fuck tapes. Now that's why they raided the house, because they got friends in Homeland Security and the feds. And they said, get in there and get them tapes from this nigga. He trying to blackmail us. That's what I believe is going on.
They killed me some white folks. And one mind said, now be cool. You're doing the same thing you promised you'd never do. And I started crying. And then I heard Jesse Jackson say, he told me, Jesse, take our people onto the mountaintop. And that didn't bother me, even though I know Jesse got nowhere near him. And then Jesse said, I held his head in my hand while he died. And that didn't get to me. And then Jesse said, look at my shirt. And I looked around, sure enough, and Jesse Jackson's shirt was drenched in blood. And I realized the only way Jesse could have gotten that blood was stooped out on that floor at the Lorraine Motel and raked that blood off that floor and put that blood on him. And I went crazy. I really tried to kill Jesse. They grabbed us and all that, but that hurt me so bad. The other thing was, when Abernathy Knows came back, says no need of prayer, no need of cry, no need of nothing. He's going, it's over. He's going to glory. And we called the meeting, the staff meeting, and Jesse claimed to have been ill. And Abernathy told him, Jesse, go ahead to the room and relax. Jesse had to have run like hell that room into that airport, because he got out of Memphis to Chicago. All us feeling, everybody was still in the motel. Cut the televisions on the next morning. That was Jesse Jackson in Chicago with the
kid. Yeah. No way.
Oh, the dad. I see, like, when Diddy fucked Carl Winslow, we was at the party.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we just chilling and shit like that. And me.
He messed up my childhood when he told me that.
Everybody know me, right?
Right.
I'm a goofy Winslow. Nigga. I'm funny and stuff like that. So I hear a nigga just wearing out some shit. I'm like, huh? Like, hearing that, I'm like, on 6-0, who's wearing this bitch out?
Right.
Nigga, I kick in the door. Poof. Kick in the door. Nigga, I seen Carl Winslow put his head
up. That's the father. Ain't that the father from Family Matters?
Yeah.
No way.
The dad.
Oh, the dad.
Yeah.
I swear to God, dead homie, neighborhood crib. So when I seen that, man. And then.
So who's piping Carl? Diddy?
Yeah, Diddy was. So when I seen that, cuz, right, Diddy came back and he was telling me, he was like, it's nothing more enjoyable than having a man do something for some money. I'm like, cuz, that shit crazy.
Oh, no, that's wild, bro.
The point that it should be. This is our only hope. Truth be told, hip hop has never been respected by the Grammys. Black music has never been respected by the Grammys to the point that it should be. So right now, this current situation, it's not a revelation. This thing been going on. And it's not just going on in music, it's going on in film, it's going on in sports, it's going on around the world. And for years, we've allowed institutions that have never had our best interests at heart to judge us. And that stops right now. I'm officially starting the clock. Y'all got 365 days to get this shit together. We need the artists to take back the control. We need transparency. We need diversity. This is the room that has the power to make the change that needs to be made. They have to make the changes for us. They're a nonprofit organization that is supposed to protect the welfare of the musical community. That's what it says on the mission statement. That's the truth. They work for us. We have the power. We decide.
not a chance. Mm. Hope. This is what you've been waiting for. Jay-Z, this is what you've been waiting for. Kim, this is what you've been waiting for. All you niggas, look, let me tell you something. This is what you've been waiting for. Kim, this is what you've been waiting for. All you niggas, look, let me tell you something. This is the way the world works. Period. Right, okay, be quiet for a second. I'll scream for a second.
I love you, but okay.
No, you gotta get out of here.
Sorry.
God runs the world. Then under that, you got 1,000-year-old family, Medici. Under that, you have the Vatican, Pope. Under that, you have the financial group that control all your shit, BlackRock, Vanguard. After that, you have Putin. You have Trump. You have all this shit. And after that, you got what all this shit is, entertainment, Hollywood.
Entertainment, mind
take
control.
That, run that back, run into schools.
He just broke it down.
Situation.
How much are you paying child support?
Yeah, I'm gonna pay nothing in child support. Ooh. Like, I'm a good dad.
Hold on, but you travel all the time.
Yeah, they're but I'm still different a good dad.
But you don't pay child support?
Why would I pay child support?
So you take them to school every day, you take them to the doctor's offices, you take them to practice.
I mess with
to
women that got themselves together.
Okay.
And like a true toxic man. But,
you know what it takes physically? I would rather
yes.
today, where I am uh-huh. today, I'm doing it alone.
Yes.
And it's hard. But you know how easy it is for me to go and work and make the money. I have to have a nanny, right?
Yes, yes.
And she has to, like, this morning, I'm at the radio station. She got to take him to school.
Yes.
She sometimes has to take him to practice.
But you don't have no help. My kids, I help their mothers.
That's their mother. How do you help them? If you're not there with time and you're not there with money, how are you helping them?
Yeah, but I am there with time and I'm there with money.
You're one person, seven kids, seven states.
My kids are grown.
When they weren't.
I did it when they was grown.
They didn't grow.
When they was babies.
So they popped out of the vagina at 30?
Yeah, no. What I'm saying, what I'm saying to you, when my kids
so
was
from
born.
From zero to 18. How much? A lot of time.
And we're still close
to
this
day. What are the ages? Do you even know the ages?
Yes, 37 to 16.
No. Give me 6.
Yeah, 37, 32, 26, 22, 21, and 20 and 16.
So you have 3 that are a year apart.
Oh, absolutely.
So, and they're all in the same state?
No.
So when those 3 kids, let's just focus on 3 out of the 17 you got. Those 3... They're growing up and they have to do like that, those first 5 years of their lives.
Yes.
How often could you have possibly been?
That's
there?
True. But so, what's
are you paying child support
then? I don't pay child support.
Okay, we're gonna move on.
Like, why would I pay child support? I'm not a bum.
Because, did you pay for their school?
Of course.
Okay, so by
But you talk so fast, you don't let people get their thoughts out.
You just kept saying, I don't pay child support.
You're a judge. No.
You kept saying, I don't pay
child
support.
You put people on the...
Okay, so
no,
all these
when I say I
pay...
No, let's make sure we're clear. It's very important because I got my friend, my
so
fans...
So child support,
you're
thinking...
Let me finish my thought, darling.
Oh, 2X.
Thank you. Boop. Yep, make sure... When I say don't pay, you say, that's the communication gap.
Okay.
When you're saying... What do I pay? You're thinking child support. I'm not giving anything. I'm saying I take care of my babies.
Okay. What does that look like?
Yeah. It looks like you take care of them.
Can you explain to me what it looks like?
Yeah.
You'd have to take care of
the school, clothes, trips, etc.
Okay. What about they live in the house with their mom?
Yes.
24/7, right?
Yes.
They live in their home. So do you pay any of those bills in their house?
Yes, I did. They grown now.
We're gonna focus.
Yeah, when they were kids, yes.
So the 16-year-old, not right now. So you
yes.
still have one that's underage.
Yes, and well taken care of.
What does that look like?
It's
right
amazing.
Now, today.
It's amazing.
What does it look like?
What do you mean? What it looks like
for the 16-year-old right now? What does that look like? How do you take care of him? It's a boy.
Visit. We hang. Go to games, etc.
School.
Yeah,
pay
he
for
goes
it?
To school. Yeah, I don't take
you got
him
a car?
To school. No, he's 16. No.
So who drives him to school?
His mom.
So you pay for the gas?
No.
Do you pay for her car insurance?
No.
Do you pay for her car bill?
No.
Do you pay for her light bill?
No.
Do you give her money for food?
Of course.
How much?
Whatever she needs.
So every month, you don't...
Here's the thing that's structured with most women, and this is how you're thinking. You're thinking, I need X, Y, and Z, but there's some women on this planet who move a certain way. And when they need something, because if you got your stuff together...
about you get your stuff together?
Some women will say... Baby, I need this, and it's done.
Baby, you are my baby's daddy.
No.
We made a mistake,
there
right, remember?
There you go again. with the energy and your toxic energy.
I don't mind.
And the
I
way
matter let exactly. me finish.
And your energy influences negativity. You're not. No. You don't stay calm. Listen to what I'm saying.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm giving you my point. When you do all that and the tone of your voice creates that type of energy.
Okay, I'll speak
so up. What I'm saying to you is, there's people on this planet that just totally move a different way. You're not child support. You're not a judge. Mm-hmm. All you can do is say what you would like for your life.
Mm-mm.
You can't say what's good for somebody else's life because everybody moves.
There is not one mother. Find me one mother mm-hmm. in this world. I don't care what language they are, what country they're
okay.
from. One mother
uh-huh.
that is okay with raising time-wise
mm-hmm. I'm listening.
And financially
mm-hmm.
their child with the dad saying, yeah,
I know five of them.
Call them right now.
No, I'm not going to call them because
I'm
grown.
I would just call one woman right now to tell me
I don't do that.
I thought so.
No.
I thought so.
I'm 63. We don't
one
do that.
One woman. You're going to tell me who she is?
Let me explain to you what I mean.
Quick.
When you're grown.
You don't
have to move that way. When you're grown, you don't have to prove that.
We're having a conversation to educate other people. And if you can show me one woman.
But I'm sharing with you. You should know.
I'm not taking your word for it. You're not a woman.
But you still got to keep an open mind. You cannot.
I am, and I want to hear it.
Let me finish a second. You cannot say, you know for a fact, that's how people move.
I'm telling you.
You cannot do that.
On this?
You're basing it on your own personal journey.
I'm telling you.
I got 33 years on you.
You're not a woman or a mother.
I'm not saying.
So you can't speak to me on that. And if you tell me you know five women
to what I'm saying,
that are cool.
If you're saying that you're right, what makes you think I can't be right?
Because you have no idea what it's like.
You're not understanding. You're asking about what's right.
No, I'm not.
I have to respect your opinion.
I think, okay, so maybe you lost in translation.
You have to make sure.
You just be talking and be getting people fucked up.
You have to make sure you understand one thing. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. Everybody mm-hmm. has their own experiences. And
correct.
One thing you can't do is, especially a 63-year-old,
you can't stop throwing 100 years on this earth.
I gotta throw that into you because...
Just because you're 63 doesn't make you wise.
It makes you wisdom.
No, it does not.
It does give you wisdom. Well, it gives me wisdom. I can't speak for the men that you probably met in your journey, but I know I got my shit together.
What I will say is there's no way in hell you're going to tell me, and we're going to move on because then if you're not going to call her, it's not going to make no point in
okay.
talking about it.
Well,
but there's no way in hell you're going to ever convince me without calling her
yes.
and show me one woman that says, I'm cool. We're taking
but you have to respect my opinion too.
I'm not talking about opinions.
Yes.
I'm talking about prove to me and show me one woman.
But when you move through life a certain way, you don't have to prove. The great thing about it, we're on air and people will make their own decision. And here's the thing.
There's not one woman that chose to have a baby with someone that they didn't think
watch
they were
what I'm
be
trying
there.
To say.
Time-wise.
Watch what I'm trying to tell you. On my Instagram right now, I guarantee you're going to have people that'll say, I'm down with that.
If you're and on you're this live say, right now, DM me. I'm about to open up my DMs. If you're a
you
woman,
know, no, we're gonna,
on
we,
that
we,
live.
We can read it.
No,
I guarantee
we,
you.
You got to put your glasses on because you can't see, old
don't
man.
Don't worry about me.
Look at you.
You know what they say?
See.
She is annoying. That's what they say. She's annoying. Well, television tells your true vision. Keep my panties any day, TK. She's a narcissist. What else? I told you. See, everybody moves a certain way. Thank you, guys. What else? What
this
else?
This is terrible.
Just see how... Dang. That's what they're saying about
dang,
you.
Dang. No, about you.
No. These my people.
Exactly.
These
that's
my
the
people.
Problem.
This is my... Yeah, this is
and
my
this
people.
Is why you don't
so
amplify
what,
certain
so
voices.
So what I'm trying to say is that people move differently in life. And you have to respect that. That's what I'm trying to say. See, you thinking you're getting on me, but these people are getting on you because you. This is coming from them. They watching you. They have no idea who you are.
Again, I just want one
but
woman to tell me.
No. You're missing
that.
Again. They are watching you, and this is pure.
So, this is, and I don't. I get it because the way that I. Come
I'm not
off
saying that you're wrong. No. I want to make sure I'm clear. You're not wrong.
I know.
You're not. It's just that it's the 7 billion people on this planet. People move differently. And that's what I feel, instead of you trying to tell me I'm wrong, I want you because you have
never said, we've never been talking about right or wrong.
No, you're not saying that I'm right and you're not saying that I'm wrong either. But your energy says that I'm wrong.
Oh, so
what I'm trying to say,
is my energy.
In life, people move a certain way in this game. And that's why it's called life. That's why when you watch the news and you see people going through problems, you watch, you read things on Instagram, you see the issues. Everybody, and we go, oh my God, I can't believe someone did that. That's life.
Life does happen.
Yeah, the life just happens. So regardless if it's one time, regardless of seven times, regardless of 15 times, does it make it wrong for that person? To, if you're morally correct.
When are you going to learn the lesson?
Yeah, no, the lesson's learned. But here, give me an example.
Dr. Sebi's son, Abdul, given 155 years for giving away banned health secrets. Who is Dr. Sebi, you say? For those who've been sleeping under a rock, Dr. Sebi is the man that cured practically everything through herbal remedies. Dr. Sebi was a self-educated biochemist, herbalist, pathologist, and a naturalist. Diabetes, cancer, AIDS, all types of things he had the cure for, but they called him crazy because there's no money in cures. Big Pharma is paid to keep you sick, and then they give you a remedy that gets you sicker so that you can go back to them and get more sickness called medicine. Don't be surprised if this video gets taken down for false information, but this was real. These are really allegations. I have to say that these are allegations so they don't take it down. So this is all allegations. But according to Dr. Sebi, a simple guide on how to educate, detoxify, and cleanse off mucus entirely from the body system using Dr. Sebi's alkaline eating diet methods helps you with everything. Dr. Sebi proved in court that he could do all...
Don't want me to have my own country and build for myself and govern myself. Would you think that's bad if we thought like that? What's your solution to my problem? 1974, a man with my knowledge, what can you tell a man like me now? What's your suggestion? That's your question. Okay, you talking to me, not a dumb Negro or a pork chop eater, don't know the truth. I'm free now. I woke up. Now, what are you going to tell me now? I done gave you my solution, some land of my own, doing something for myself like you, England, America do. Now, I know you're not against the black man. I know you're not against me having my land, are you?
None
I know you so. English the ruled and slaved forever, for a long time. But do you still today don't want me to have my own country and build for myself and govern myself? Would you think that's bad if we thought like that? What's your solution to my problem? 1974, then you all just, some white man just flew from New York to England in an hour, less than 2 hours. You all are so progressive. You're walking around on other planets. Now, today, I'm intelligent too now. What's your suggestion? What should be my movement? Integrate?
Yeah, equal rights in a mixed society.
In this society, where you still own the government, you still own the train station, the railroad plant, the lecture plant, these television cameras, you still make all the food, you control everything, and I'm like a leech on a dog's back. All I can do is just wait for you. I can't do nothing for myself. Integrating it in your society don't mean I'm doing nothing for myself. You doing it all. I want to do something for myself. I'm tired of depending on you. You might get broke one day. Your stores might close. Your gas pumps might cut off again. I'm relying on you now. Can I have my own land and country?
Well, you've got your own freedom here. For instance, I know you're luckier than many black people in America, but you're your own
boss. I'm speaking for my nation. See,
I know, I appreciate
that. If I was representing just me, I wouldn't be talking like this, because I got it made. Mm-hmm. I'm talking for my brothers.
But I just don't see how, ma'am. I don't see how you can slice up America into bits and get all the whites in one area and all the blacks in another.
Then we leave then. We leave.
But they'd miss you.
I know it.
And the American Satan, the American... What if I told you? What if I told you that everything is actually in reverse? That Yah's chosen people are the ones actually in reverse? That Yah's chosen people are the ones on earth who are living as cursed? That the first shall be the last, and the last shall be the first? And the American Satan, the American church can be institutions that can keep us in the dirt, know your worth. What if I told you that he's the God of the oppressed, sent his son down in the flesh just to deliver the sinner from his mess? What if I told you that Christ came for the prostitute, drug dealer, and slave? You know, the people they told us to keep away. What if I told you that Christ ain't a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, chilling while you're sinning kind of guy, passive on oppression, drenched in privilege for the white? It's the exact opposite. American Christian, open your eyes. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And you know what saddens me?
The fact that the black community has been overlooked and pushed aside and even lied to about their true identity. According to the Bible, genealogy, and history, the so-called African American are the true Hebrew Israelites. I hope you heard me clearly. Because this ain't a joke. This ain't no extremist movement. This is deep and we have no time for games. So what if I told you the truth? Would you call me insane? Let's see. To my brethren, all my black sisters and brothers, Isaiah said he leave our name from being called the chosen. That's why in this country we're only known as Negroes and coloreds, but we're Israelites. And the people in the power knew that the Bible is our true history. So they painted Jesus white and made laws that prevented us from knowing how to read. But nowadays, they just keep us hypnotized by the dopest beats. So you can't even see the tactics that are keeping you asleep.
Because the Catholic Church is not a church at all. And we need to be clear so people can understand this. Catholic Church is a nation state that operates as Vatican City. Vatican City has its own currency. It has an ambassador that it sends to all other nations, and all nations send an ambassador to Vatican City. Now, all of the land that the Catholic that own around the world is contiguous and considered to be one nation. So the Catholics are the largest nation in the world in terms of ownership of land mass. But we don't think about that way because nobody tells us that way. They are a nation. The religion is a secondary thing. You see, religion is simply how they organize and rule the masses that make up their nation. And that's their ideology. Christianity is their ideology, just like capitalism is America's ideology. Please.
Up on site, the African invited the European for dinner. That's the first thing he did. The Indian invited the European for dinner. The Polynesians invited the European for dinner. Now, if you invite people for dinner, you first place, you've got plenty of dinner, and you have a society that is traditionally hospitable to strangers. The Indians invited Christopher Columbus for dinner, the first thing they did. All right, now let's look at what was happening inside of Christopher Columbus's mind. And we can go to his own diary for this. He said, I wonder why they are so friendly. They'll be easier to conquer than I thought they would be. I wonder why they're bringing such small amounts of gold. I wonder where the mines are. His intentions were not good. It wasn't good then. The intentions are not good now. And the black man is still hung up with this dinner invitation, this kindness, with the thought that if you treat a person humanely, that he will act humanely toward you. Black people have not seen white people at all. That is why they can't deal with them.
History is a lie. How were Jews described in Europe before Ashkenazis became the majority? From Nature, Knows No Color Line by J.A. Rogers, page 123. Quote, Waits says, an interesting gradation of all shades down to the black is exhibited by the Jews. Especially dark were the Jews of Spain and Portugal. The Portuguese Jews were very dark, says Pritchard. The Duchess de Brante, wife of Napoleon's ambassador to Portugal, said that the Jew, the Negro, and the Portuguese could be seen in a single person. So dark were the Jews, especially of Portugal and southern Spain, that many whites thought all Jews were black or dark. Another source can be found from The Natural History of Man by James Cowles Pritchard. Quote, the Jews of Portugal are very dark. More corroborating evidence can be found.
Tragedy is that by not making us full black, Africans and the American Negroes have turned out to be an extraordinarily gifted people. The great tragedy is that by not making us full-class citizens as yet in America, they may be losing, I don't know how much yet, let's hope. And to come back, I would say that unquestionably, I am an American, born there, my father slave there. Upon the backs of my people was developed the primary wealth of America, the primary wealth. You have to have accumulated wealth to start, you know, to build. You did it another way here in Australia. You know, you had to build your accumulated wealth too. You just came and took it. You know what I mean? And that's what they did in most of the countries. It's what you West. That's what you Europeans did. You just took it. We got to catch up with you a little bit. That's so in America. So there's a lot of America that belongs to me yet. You understand? But just like a Scottish American is proud of being from Scotland, I'm proud from being African. Now, in our school books, they tried to tell me that all Africans were savages till I got to London and found most of the Africans I knew and were going to Oxford and Cambridge and doing very well and learned their culture. I'm an Afro-American, and I don't use the word American ever loosely again.
Now, this was the feeling. This was the feeling.
Church in English. Kirk in the word church is an English word. It goes back to a word in Scottish, kirk. K-I-R-K is church in English. Kirk in Scotland goes back to a Roman goddess, Circe. Circe goes back to a Greek goddess in Greece called Circe. So consequently, when you go to church, just remember, it goes back to Mother Circe in Greece. And Mother Circe was able to hypnotize people and bring them into her home and so that they would lose their mind and become animals, and then she would feed off of them. So consequently, Mother Church has done just that. She has hypnotized people, brought people into her house, and consequently lives off of them. One of the most important financial institutions in the world is the Roman Catholic Church, and all the other churches like the Mormons and Seventh-day Adventists and Christadelphians and Jehovah's Witnesses are trying to catch up with. All you need to do is just go see Godfather 3, and it will tell you, that's a true story, Godfather 3, about the killing of the Pope, when the propaganda Douay, the P2 Lodge of Freemasonry, had to get rid of the Pope, because he was a good man. That particular Pope was a good man, and he wanted to try and straighten out the church, and they tried to straighten him out. So he died on the 33rd day.
If you're seeking the real truth,
in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. Now, this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check.
In peace and liberation, is that not? You can have injustice and have peace. Isn't that correct?
You can have peace and be enslaved.
Yes.
So peace isn't the answer. Liberation is the answer.
Yes, of course.
Okay, then that's what you should talk about. Never peace. That's the white man's word, peace. Liberation is our word.
But you will want peace in the end?
Yes, but you can't have peace until everybody's equal.
But you seem free at the moment.
I seem peaceful at the moment.
You seem free?
I seem peaceful.
Can we just talk about where we're going before we get lost? Let me our thoughts, can't get what we know without knowing.
There are new images just in after Israel has now retaliated after Iran's first ever direct attack on Israeli soil. Tonight here you will see the new satellite images of the damage inside Iran. And where does this go from here? ABC's Matt Gutman in Israel again tonight.
Tonight, Israel striking back inside Iran, retaliating for Tehran's first ever direct attack on Israel. The pinpoint strike happening shortly before dawn. Videos circulating online appearing to show explosions in the distance. A senior U.S. official telling ABC News Israeli fighter jets firing at least three missiles from outside Iranian airspace, destroying an air defense radar site that protects the Natanz nuclear facility in central Iran, but that nuclear facility, not the intended target. New satellite images released today showing damage near this Iranian airbase. The strike meant to send a message to Tehran that Israel is capable of penetrating even Iran's most sensitive sites, analysts say.
We're not just going to go after the tentacles of the octopus, we're going to go after its head.
ABC News learning that Israel notified the U.S. shortly before its attack. Secretary of State Antony Blinken making it clear today the U.S. had nothing to do with the strike.
The United States has not been involved in any offensive operations. What we're focused on is our work to de-escalate tensions.
Iran also appearing to de-escalate, drawing a curtain of secrecy over the attack, saying there was no damage, no casualties, and blaming it on infiltrators, not directly pointing the finger at Israel. And Israel also projecting business as usual, with not a single official comment from the government or the military. But sources say the limited nature of Israel's response signaling an effort to avoid a wider war after weeks of escalating tensions. Israel's airstrike on Iran's consulate in Syria that killed some of its top commanders. And then Iran's response, that unprecedented barrage of 300 drones and missiles into Israel.
So what happens now? Do Israel and Iran not attack each other directly anymore?
I think this round is over. Both fighters are going to leave the ring, but they'll be back.
We will see Matt Gutman with us live from Tel Aviv again tonight. Matt, of course, back to that senior U.S. official who said today Israel destroyed that radar site near an Iranian nuclear facility. The U.S. official saying this is clearly meant to send a message, but I'm curious, do U.S. authorities believe this is it for now?
They do, but remember, analysts are telling us that if they've learned anything over the past couple of weeks, it's how unpredictable this conflict can be and how quickly it can change. Remember, when that strike happened, there was concern of an all-out war between Israel and Iran. Both sides now downplaying it, de-escalating, and there's now a real sense of relief here. David.
Matt Gutman right there in Tel Aviv for us.
Israel has just struck Iran. The U.S. is confirming it was Israel. Loud explosions around Isfahan. Isfahan is a major city in Iran and most importantly has some of their nuclear facilities. They say that they did not hit the nuclear facilities, at least that's what Israel says, or civilian areas, but it looks like potentially a different military target. This is a disastrous idea. Israel had struck first on Iranian soil, hitting a compound that was a consulate in Syria for Iran. Then Iran struck back in a way that was telegraphed and meant to de-escalate because they gave a 72-hour notice and knew that their drones and missiles would get knocked down, and they did. Israel should not have gone further. Biden told them not to go further, and as usual, they spat in Biden's face, and Israel has now started what could be a disastrous war in the Middle East. So that's your update.
Someone is lying. Here's a very big Middle East update. It has just been announced that Iran notified Iraq, Jordan, Syria, and Turkey 72 hours before an attack on Israel that the attack was going to happen. The reason why this is a little problematic, first off, those are all allies of the United States, not really Syria, but the other countries 100%. The other issue is just hours before the attack, the United States knew that munitions were moving around the country of Iran, and Israel even notified that something was about to happen. Now, did somebody tip off the U.S.? Well, according to the United States, they're being told nobody notified them until the attack was happening directly from Iran. So you can see why now things are a little all in the gray area. Did Israel and the U.S. know the attack was coming, or did they not know? Without a doubt, in my opinion, I do think they did know, considering, again, only hours before the attack, Joe Biden even said, don't do it, and it's going to happen sooner than later. So that's currently the news right now in the Middle East. Did your...
been no official comment in Israel to suggestions that it's launched this drone or missile attack on Iranian territory, but that follows the normal pattern here. When Israel in the past has been accused of hitting targets in Iran, it neither confirms nor denies it. We do know that for the last week, of course, Israel's war cabinet has been meeting to decide what sort of response, what sort of reaction it would give to Iran launching 300-odd missiles on Israel last Saturday. US President Joe Biden had urged Israel to take the win because those missiles hadn't caused any significant damage in Israel. And the US and German foreign ministers were here a couple of days ago urging a similar vein, urging Israel not to respond, but if it did respond, to do so in a calibrated way so there wouldn't be a wider regional conflagration. It seems that if this small attack is at the hands of Israel, then that is this calibrated response. Not everyone in Israel is happy with it. Far-right Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir posted on X, formerly Twitter, that this response was feeble.
We're really on the precipice here. And I think there's a good case to be made that the Israeli state has taken leave of its senses, that it's now become a fully irrational state, determined to drag the entire region into war. But having said that, Israel is not operating in a vacuum. If we look at what has happened in the past 2 weeks, the United States, Israel's chief enabler, did not condemn its attack on the Iranian consulate in Damascus. Although it said it was outraged, how did it respond? It prevented the UN Security Council from condemning that attack. Well, the problem here is that on the one hand, Israel is determined to drag the US and Iran into a direct confrontation. It's a confrontation neither the United States nor Iran want, but Israel, through its continuous escalation, appears to be leaving Iran no choice but to respond, thereby further potentially dragging the United States in. So we're really at an exceptionally dangerous moment right now. We're really on the precipice.
The United States has offered Israel unconditional financial support for a very, very long time. In recent years, that has amounted to $3.8 billion a year. Congress is considering another $14 billion in military aid for Israel, $10 billion of which is completely unrestricted military funding. That unconditional support for the Israeli military must end. Instead of begging Netanyahu's extremist government to protect innocent lives and obey U.S. and international law, our new position must be not another nickel for the Netanyahu government if their present policies continue.
Ultimately, we want to see de-escalation in the West Bank, and that's why you saw me in the statement that I put out say that this is something that the government of Israel and the Palestinian Authority need to work to. We don't want to see armed Palestinians or armed Israelis taking matters into their own hands. Ultimately, that is how you see an escalation in tensions in the West Bank, an escalation in violence in the West Bank. We want to see the Palestinian Authority and the government of Israel work to establish law and order. And individual Palestinians, we don't want to see them taking violent actions. But we don't want to see Israeli citizens taking violent actions either. The government of Israel, the Israeli National Police, the IDF, need to hold people accountable that take those types of actions.
A reckless and dangerous thing for Iran to have done. And I think the whole world can see all these countries that have somehow wondered, well, you know, what is the true nature of Iran? It's there in black and white.
What would Britain do if a hostile nation flattened one of our consulates?
Well, we would take, you know, we would take the very strong action.
And Iran would say that that's what they did?
Well, what they did, as I said, was a massive attack.
So they were right to respond, but they overreacted, is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is that the attack they carried out was on a very large scale, much bigger than people accepted.
They have a right to respond.
Well, countries have a right to respond when they feel they've suffered an aggression. Of course they do. But look at the scale of that response. Had those weapons not been shot down, there could have been thousands of casualties.
Now a senior Iranian commander says that entire nuclear doctrine is under review.
If there are any threats or actions by the fake Zionist regime against the country's nuclear facilities aiming at pressuring the Islamic Republic, reconsidering our nuclear doctrine and policy and violating the considerations announced before will be likely and imaginable.
And 5 days after firing cruise and ballistic missiles at Israel, the same official warned Iran knows where Israeli nuclear sites are and could target them if it wants to.
The enemy's nuclear sites have been identified, and we have necessary information about all targets. We have our finger on the trigger to fire powerful missiles to destroy specified targets.
Now, a senior Iranian command.
Now learned, a U.S. government official confirming to her that the Israel strike happened in Iran, that the White House was not involved, the U.S. was not involved, and that the U.S. received pre-notification from Israel.
The administration made it clear they don't want anything to happen, and they're not going to be a part of it.
Well, of course Israel is going to respond. That's how they've survived all these years. I mean, the message to their enemies has always been and has to be, if you hurt us, we will open you up like a soft peanut. That's deterrence 101. I think the response will be smart. I think it'll be strategic. I don't think Israel's going to take its eye off of the prize here. Israel's got to destroy Hamas. And it's clear they're not going to get much help from President Biden. We've got to do a Hamas what we did to Al-Qaeda and ISIS. I guess the third point I'd make, Brian, is that, I'm sure it's apparent to the people of Israel that the people in the Biden administration, these folks are not wartime consiglieres.
That Iran or Iran warns that it could be changing its nuclear status with everything that's unfolded in the last 24 hours. And that is a warning coming out to the United States and to Israel. And I'm going to be sharing with you everything that you need to know, as we've heard that in the past 24 hours, overnight, we had heard that there were attacks that took place. This was Israel's retaliation to Iran. Now, I'm going to give you all the details. And like I said, we're hearing that this could cause some major escalations. I'm going to be sharing with you the latest news. Now, do me a favor. I am reporting live on the other side of the world right now. I am not sure if it is coming through. If you can hear, I hopped onto the plane to travel to my destination. I hopped onto the plane and I saw that Israel had officially struck. They had struck in Iran. And now at first it was not verified whether or not this was actually a strike from Israel. They knew that there was explosions taking place in Iran, but they weren't sure if it was Israel or not. It has been verified it was Israel. I'm sure this morning everybody has heard. While I was on the flight, it was a 13-hour flight. I was seeing all of these updates coming across on the live news feeds that Israel had struck Iran, and then it was verified. And the United States let them know as well. They've let the world know. The U.S. knew about the strikes a little bit before Israel actually conducted these strikes. So that was taken care of. That was done. It was official. While I was up in the air, I wasn't sure whether or not it was actually the United States, but they verified that it was in fact the United States. And they said that there were some drones that were inside of Iran in that area. Excuse me. I think I said Tehran. I said the wrong city. I apologize. It was not Tehran. It was another one. I'm going to give you the details of it. And now we're also hearing that Iran is now changing. They're saying they're going to need to change likely the nuclear status, and they're giving these threats, these warnings to the United States and to Israel. However, at the same time, they're also kind of brushing these attacks off, saying there was very little that was done, there was very little damage, and that there might not be a retaliation, which is actually what everybody wants to see. We don't want to see escalation with everything that has been unfolding. Now, like I said, though, I've got the articles linked in the description. I'm going to be sharing with you exactly what it is that they're saying, and I'll give you the latest information. And I see Carolyn Gaddy saying, Steve, you sound...
Iran did not strike back as threatened. Instead, local media controlled by the state downplayed the attack and showed life in Isfahan as normal, the nuclear facility nearby unaffected. Tonight, Iran telling NBC News they will not escalate their conflict with Israel, describing last night's attack as child's play.
Is Iran done for right now, sending any more missiles or attacking Israel?
If Israel retaliates and comes up with a new adventurism, then we will respond. But if not, then we are done. We are concluded.
Everybody sees this, right? The Russian defense minister announced in a letter to the U.S. Department of Defense that if Israel launches a retaliatory strike against Iran, Russia will also participate in the Iranian attack on Israel. And here's why that's a problem, okay? Iran, since 2 years ago, has since sought to purchase Russia's more capable S-400 system. Some variants of the S-400 are equipped with radars that can defeat stealth technology used by modern warplanes. Russia has deployed the S-400 to protect its military bases in Syria, and the batteries constitute a potentially lethal threat to the U.S. and Israeli military aircraft. When delivered, not if, okay, the new Russian anti-aircraft missiles and the anti-stealth systems deployed to protect underground bases carved in the Rocky Mountains would assuredly make Iranian airspace a more dangerous place. Moscow is also reaping benefits from the collaboration, intelligence officials said. In addition to thousands of drones procured from Iran, Russia agreed late last year to purchase about $2 billion worth of additional military goods, including anti-drone defensive systems that have become a top priority for Russian generals in Ukraine. And of course, Iran has separately agreed to sell Russia surface-to-surface missiles for use in Ukraine. So let's see what those drones are capable of. Variants of the jet-powered drones, dubbed the MS-237, the Shahed-238, and the Shahed-236, were described as having a maximum speed of about 400 miles per hour, people. About three times faster than previous iterations of Iranian drones. This is essentially a new-age cruise missile, people. And the tests apparently helped cement an agreement to acquire more than 600 of the Iranian-designed drones, people. The documents also describe protracted negotiations over how Russia would pay for the drones, with at least two installments coming in the form of gold bullion valued at about $140 million. Do keep in mind, the BRICS nations are declaring that their currency is going to be backed by gold, actual natural resources, while the U.S. relies on weapon trade. So you tell me who's going to win in that battle. But I'm telling you right now, if I was Israel, I would hold back on my attack. Especially considering the fact that Israel kind of started everything. And this violence needs to stop immediately. Is anybody even aware of how the war in Ukraine even started? Because I'm going to tell you right now, there were seven initial attacks launched by Russia in specific locations. Those locations might or might not have had specific labs in those areas. I'm sure we all know what those labs were used for. People have to think of the bigger picture here. They have to think outside the box. You have to wonder to yourself, why is the U.S. putting Russia on a pedestal? Because Putin and Russia might have ruined their plans. By the way, this is for educational purposes only, so I don't get issued a motherfucking violation. But I'm telling you right now, if Russia intervenes, this shit is about to get serious. And I can almost guarantee that World War III is over the horizon. But see, that's what happens when the Western influence gets involved. And I don't really understand why anybody's patriotic for this country to begin with. Are you all unaware of the fact that this country's leaders kind of leave their veterans in the ditches anyway? While they hand billions of dollars out to nations of which we previously had foreign conflicts and affairs with? I mean, people, wake the fuck up. War is obviously a facade, and every single soldier that resides out of America is obviously a pawn in the chess game that should have been folded up years ago. But Americans are so damn dual-minded that they can't actually think for themselves. Israel is absolutely fucked. Everybody...
Iran is not going to start out by striking American forces, because Iran doesn't want a war with the United States either. The bad news is, if Israel retaliates against Iran, then American forces will be struck. The Fifth Fleet can go on 100% alert, but it'll be 100% destroyed. People only need to reflect on the accuracy of the Iranian missiles fired at the Al-Assad Air Base in 2020 after in retaliation for the assassination of Qasem Soleimani to know that the Iranians had the capacity to hit any target they want to, and those weren't even the best missiles Iran has. And there's nothing in the Israeli arsenal or the American arsenal that can shoot these missiles down. So Israel is a sitting duck. The United States is a sitting duck. And Israel needs to be careful. There's a lot of talk right now in the Netanyahu government that if Iran strikes Israel, that Israel will strike Iranian nuclear targets in an effort to finish this chapter. First of all, the Iranian nuclear targets are dug in, well protected. Israel will not destroy them. But you know what's not well protected? Dimona. And if Israel strikes Iranian nuclear targets, it's a 100% guarantee that Dimona will be destroyed. Iran is not going to start out.
Why is Iran involved in so many conflicts? In Syria, Iran backed the Syrian government because both countries shared enemies and the two have had a long-standing alliance. Iran also supports Hezbollah, which is a militant group based out of Lebanon that is adversarial towards Israel. They have also provided support to Hamas in Gaza, who is an extreme enemy of Israel as they are currently at war. Iran also supports Houthi rebels in Yemen, and by doing this, they're able to deplete resources from the Saudi Arabian government, as Saudi Arabia supports the internationally recognized government of Yemen, and Houthi control of Yemen threatens vital trade routes that Saudi Arabia uses to transport its oil. Iran is trying to become a dominant regional power in the Middle East, and by supporting these paramilitaries, they are able to slow Israel and Saudi Arabia's growing power without officially being involved in these conflicts and are only sending financial aid, political support, and weapons. So that's why is...
Breaking news! Now, disclaimer, before we go ahead and get started,
may want to go ahead and pause this video. Get real comfortable. Get your snacks, because we got a lot to discuss. I know y'all ain't think I forgot about y'all. Let's get started. So picking up where we left off at, Iran's foreign minister told the UK's foreign security that Tehran's response will be immediate and stronger and more extensive if Israel retaliates. So basically, y'all try some shit else, and it's gonna get worse, okay? Now, I already told y'all that what they had previously done was a mere preference to what they're prepared to do to Israel. And trust me, baby, the entire day, the girlies was tussling, they was scratching, they was going at it, and I got the tea for y'all. Let's get into it. All right, so at some point in the morning, Tel Aviv shut down their airways, and United Airlines, Air France, KLM, basically all the planes, they decided to land and completely get out of the way because it's still tension between Izzy and KK, okay? So they promising to do something back, and Iran said, I wish a bitch would. I wish a bitch would. So basically, no planes are willing to fly in that airspace because they are fully aware that KK definitely will fulfill, you know, his promises. He'll let somebody know. He's not afraid to stomp a bitch out, for real. So basically, Israel been talking for the past 2 to 3 days, talking about, oh yeah, when I catch you in these streets, it's a straight action, no cap. Like, no talking, none of that. It's just straight action. I'm right at your neck with it, right? I'm gonna knock your shit back. I'ma peel your whole cap back. Iran said, what's up? What you wanna do? Let me know what you wanna do. I am ready for whatever, okay? They said they're ready and will respond immediately after the attack by Israel. So basically, girl, let me know the time and the place and I'm there. I'm there. And for some reason, Saudi Arabia decided to stand up and tell on themselves. I don't know where. I'm not sure why they thought that we didn't know that they was the ops. But girl, we've been saying this the entire time that we've been... Do you not know that we can see you? Do you not know that we're watching you? We even saw the logs where you were lit... Child, I'm not about to do this. Saudi Arabia, sit this one out. Sit it out, girl. Sit it out. Meanwhile, John Kirby decided to get up on the screen and decide he wanted to try and convince us that Iran's response was a whack response and that they were unsuccessful. But after you see this clip that I found for y'all on scrolling through X, you gonna be looking at him like, are you trying to convince us or yourself? Because what are you talking about? What are you talking about? All right, listen to this.
Did happen. What did happen was Iran utterly failed. And if I'm sitting in Tehran right now,
did they?
I'm betting that President Biden takes it pretty seriously when he says, don't escalate. He's going to act to make sure that you can. And they didn't. Yes, they fired an unprecedented amount of munitions. But how much of a success did they have, Peter? Not zero. Very little infrastructure. It was an embarrassing.
Now, John. You know good old John. You know good and god daggone well that KK had y'all shaking in y'all boots. Y'all was practically shitting bricks. Please, enough. Release us from this foolishness, okay? Go home. Because we didn't need none of that. We're good. We're good. Honestly, sit it out. Sit it out. Okay, so the girlies are still tussling all the way to the point where literally the International Atomic Energy Agency, which is basically in Iran, they were concerned that Israel may retaliate and try to strike their nuclear embassies. Everybody know how much KK love his nuclear plants, so I ain't gotta go into too much details. Catch up, okay? Keep up. In the meantime, between time, we already knew how it was. The Russian foreign minister announced their support for Iran's retaliation attack on Israel. Honestly, I thought that they would be first, but it's cool. As long as y'all was there, it's cool. It's cool. It's cool. So more concrete evidence came down the pipeline that basically, you know, prove what we already knew, that Jordan allowed Israeli aircraft to enter its airspace to intercept Iranian missiles after NBC filed their report. But we had already known that scene as though, you know, they had communications with Saudi Arabia, and while Saudi Arabia was continuously snitching on themselves for literally no reason whatsoever, like none of us asked for that, because baby, you didn't have to snitch. We already knew what was going on, girl. We could literally see it. Like I said, we were there. We were there the whole time. They did come back with this little minor alley-oop. I mean, it doesn't make us completely forgive you, but this was kind of a, this one was kind of a eat down, okay? The Saudi Arabia refused to condemn Iran's attack on Israel, okay? Now, I'm not saying that you're not forgiven, but you kind of, you're not that bitch, but you ate that one little thing up. You ate that one little thing up, girly pop. All right, now this is where you need to go ahead and get your snacks because you're going to be a little bit of stressed, okay? And the hairs on the back of your neck will stand. Now get this, girl. How about after seeing all this go down, our U.S. lawmakers decided to go ahead and try to push for 14 more billion taxpayer dollars to send over to Israel for assistance. Assistance over what? They getting their ass whooped. What do you mean? What do y'all mean? Like, this is tea for real. Listen, like I said, I don't want the war. The U.S. politicians want the war. U.S. legislators renew push for additional aid to Israel after Iran attack. After. And you big full-headed bitches said that I wanted the war. Y'all was so busy yelling at me, you missed the fact that they trying to send $14 billion more dollars over to Israel. And I was just trying to help you big four-headed bitches out. Okay, that wasn't nice. Moving on, though. But on the real, girl, your forehead not even that big. Just throw a headband on it or something. You be all right. But in the meantime, between time, while we squeeze time, more tensions grew as the United States citizens and reporters obviously began asking and questioning why the United States is still trying to find ways to send more money overseas to Israel when we just watched them literally get their ass whooped by Iran less than 72 hours ago. Like, what's tea? Like, please, I'm trying to clock it because it's not making sense. The math is simply not mathing. Tell me why these folks done came back and said there's a bond between the U.S. and the people of Israel, and that bond rests on our shared security. Who's shared security? What bond? Well, damn, is it guerrilla grip? Like, what bond are you talking about? Like, a lot of us just found out who they are. Like, what do you mean? We're not, I don't know what you're talking about. Like 1 month I find out we paying their bills. The next month I find out we giving them free healthcare and education and tuition. And then it's just like, it gets worse. Like each month after that, it just gets gradually worse. And I feel like I've been begging to break up for so long, right? But for some reason, you just keep dragging us back into this toxic relationship. Like, it's not giving what it was supposed to have. Gave America, like, we're honestly done. Like, we're done. We don't want to be involved with Israel no more. We don't try to understand about that. At some point, y'all going to have to listen to the American people when we tell y'all it's time for you to cut ways, baby. Because as of right now, Israel is still threatening to go against Iran, okay? Threatening to try and attack one of their nuclear plants is not a good idea. Because as of right now, Iran's message to Israel was clear. We are crazier than you think, and we are ready to impose war on you if necessary, my lord. This don't look like these folks is playing. Now, I did say before that KK and them didn't even seem like they was putting in that much effort with the first attack. And you mean to tell me after that attack, you gonna go back for more? Baby, you just hard-headed. A hard head make for a soft ass, and it look like that's exactly what Israel's gonna be going through this time around. Because as of right now, even as Israel is claiming that they're going to get their lick back, KK chilling. Mr. Wish a Motherfucker Would himself just sitting up there chilling. Talking about, try it. Go ahead. Try it. I've been waiting on this, but try it if you want to. Go ahead and try it. Iran vows to respond within seconds if Israel attacks. And this was today. Izzy girl, you may want to go ahead and just let this one cha-cha slide up out of there, you know? Maybe you want to regroup in a couple of months or something, come up with a new strategy, but I can tell you that this man ain't playing with you.
What's up, y'all? This Faze. First of all, I want to thank the Most High for all he do for us, y'all. Knowingly and unknowingly. Second of all, I want to thank Jesus Christ for dying on the cross, bringing us back to the Most High bosom. Thank you, Yahweh, and thank you, Yahweh Shah, for all you do for us, knowingly and unknowingly. I want to thank my interstate and out-of-state people for listening. I know you ain't have to do it, but you did it anyway. Shake it down, shake it down, shake it down, down. So fam, I'm hearing all this. I'm analyzing y'all. I hope y'all been analyzing and listening to everything, what she say, what they say, and what this say. And when I was hearing this, I'm analyzing, like, they like two scared people. You hit the stick off my shoulder. No, you hit the stick off my shoulder. You hit the stick off my shoulder. No, you hit the stick off my shoulder. No, you passed the line. No, you passed the line. You know, they on that type of stuff, y'all. Innocent people die. These people come up here and blow some shit up on yours, and then you retaliate, then they blow some more shit up on yours, and then you say no more. These are the weak-minded of people that's our leaders, man. Oh, we got strategy, man. We got strategy. Okay. Okay. Strategy right now, looking at us from the world, that y'all some clown. Tearing up the earth. Poisoning up the air. Killing innocent people over what? Bluffing? And the United States are so much in this, and y'all don't even hear. They continue giving, oh, we ain't fight, we ain't doing this, we ain't doing this, but I'm gonna go get Israel all the money they need, but we ain't. What is that? I understand this, y'all. Check this out. I'm a white supremacist, right? No, I'm not a white supremacist, y'all. I'm not a white supremacist, right? But I give all my donations to white supremacists. I'm not a white supremacist. I'm black, y'all. But I give all my time, I give all my money and my resources to white supremacy. But I ain't affiliated with them, though. I ain't got nothing to do with them, though. You know, that's the mindset that I be seeing when I be hearing this. Israel done killed all these people up in here on some bullcrap. These people crying out, Iran, the head chawing up in there, and they bluffing, they scared of the United States. And the United States pushing the shit on them, go ahead, I got you, go ahead, I got you, but I got to keep my hands clean. They've been doing this all this time. See, that's why I say, boy, I laugh at y'all leaders. You know, even though our nation is broke down with one leg gone, eye gone, teeth gone, heart pump gone, but the Most High is going to restore us to a real nation. Nations that are going to be about that business, not sitting up here scared and scratching butt crack. How dare you? How dare you go and bomb and kill some people, innocent people, and then I go get my lick back, but I go tell everybody that I'm going to get my lick back, but they didn't tell me that the embassy is getting ready to get blowed up. Nobody told me, and I got some innocent people, captains and generals and whatever, got killed. But I told everybody that I'm going to shoot them. 72 hours. I'm going to give you 72 hours. Then I'm going out and shoot all my milk. And he talking about Israel childish. That sounds some childish. The men, what, the mindset of war is so funny. The mindset of war is only when a bully know he can get you. But when it's two bulls hitting horns together, both of them scared as hell. But they pride got them going. They scared as hell, but they got to be hard with their pride so they won't be looking like a wimp. And that's all they are, man. This is what I hear, if you ain't asking me. Now, y'all might hear another lyric, another melody, but hey, speak about it. Tell me, my thought plan might be wrong. I might be in my feelings. I might be in my thoughts. Tell me what I'm seeing and thinking and hearing wrong. They sitting up here, all this bluffing. Bluffing. You disrespected me when you blow my shit up at first. It ain't no whatever. Y'all up there, meow, meow, meow. But I want the whole world to hear this, y'all. All the common men out here and all the common women out here in the world, you see these little cowardly moves that these people been destroying common people lives, but when it come up to the two alpha male banging heads, we see what we get. A lot of bluffing and huffing and puffing. America sit up here and playing games on you, and you gotta ask permission by America to go hit Israel. What kind of, he needs to go. What leader, what army, what rules is that? What army rules are that? You hit my shit and killed my people, and I got to ask America permission to do this, but America allow you to do all this to these other people. Because America got their hand in the game. Y'all leaders ain't smart on this side of the fence, I'm seeing y'all. He might got some crafty counsel going on. He might be. He might got something going on with the Slick Willie. He might be. But did she say? He said, as soon as they do something back, that he's going to immediately do something. And then we hear them saying, no, we ain't gonna do nothing. We gonna do it like this. We gonna do it like that. Looking like cowards. That's what the men look like. Cowards. Big boy playing. Big boy putting on big boy shoes. But really, a coward.
I already know what you look for me and the homies. If you ain't looking for Christ, homie, you ain't gonna find us. It's too many believers and really rap for the king. Even you one better believe in what you call the silence. If the enemy really thinking about attacking for real, then you better believe that we gonna ring the violence. Move on, my crew coming through, cause if the heavenly father let us in, we're slamming the door behind us. Every one of us hooked, covered in blood. A couple killers, a couple dealers, a couple of thugs, game bangers in my circle, repping purple. That's what you get when you mix a cup of the Crips and a cup of the blood. Because of the blood that was shed on the cross for each and every one of us, deep in the heart, it was nothing but love. And no matter what, we finna be repping the name of the king forever and all the glory to the Father above. Cause if it wasn't for the blood that you shed on the cross, then the Father forgive me, cause I'll be dead right now. We get promised tomorrow, but I promise to follow you. Wake up in the morning and we're for dead right now. Forget the flesh right now. It ain't about me, the ghost inside of me we possess right now. Such a control of me, and you ain't never gonna let go of me. Promise forever to you, my head bowed down. Better get your visine on, gone, look around you. We living up in the world for the death right now. The more the devil deceiving, streets in my city freeze and cold. You probably see my breath right now, but to my death on my smile. Up in my heart, the reason you don't see it up in my face right now. We're tripping cause the world falling apart in front of us. We focusing on the words written in red right now.
Hey fam, what's up? This is FaZe. I want to thank all y'all for coming in and listening to me. I know you didn't have to do it, but you did it anyway. And thank you. You can reach me at Phase 380, or you can come and join me at anchor.fm/phase5. That's where you can join my little rendezvous in a thought or process as we ride down the road to the world of destruction. Come in and join me. If you got a comment, you can post it at the bottom. You got a voice that you want to be heard, just send it to my Instagram, Phase 380. Everybody do their part, and the world can be a better place. I ain't here for no drama. I ain't here for no problems. I ain't here for no static. I'm here to learn. I'm here to learn. And I'm here to learn.